There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Richard Dean, when you woke up at the unearthly hour of, what, 3 this morning, how excited were you at the day ahead at the air show?
I am standing next to a model of a missile, Timothy Elliott, that would send you into apoplexy.
Oh, you know how to hit a curveball. Which
love
is where,
missile F-111.
Is it really? Bit of Zig Sputnik, I love it. So we're going to talk about, not Sputnik, but something else along those lines in a bit. With you now, though, how much was a curveball, Rich, was this, that Emirates have gone for Boeings when everybody expected Airbus? How much of a curveball really was that announcement?
Oh, completely left field, mate, because we all came here thinking, right, Emirates is going to announce a big deal for A380. I was in Hamburg last week. And Sheikh Ahmed was there, the CEO and chairman of Emirates. Tom Enders, the CEO of Airbus, and Emirates was getting their first A380. And we were really feeding the love between those two. And we thought, definitely the air show next week, we're going to get a big order for A380s. And then we got the call from Emirates about 11 o'clock. So we've got a big announcement at 12:15. You've got to be here. Big announcement, impromptu. And we thought, here we go. This is it. This is the A380 announcement. And then Sheikh Ahmed walks in and Tim Clark comes in. And then Sheikh Ahmed goes, we've signed a deal with Boeing to buy 40 Dreamliner 787. And everyone's like, what the? And it just stunned us. And it was brilliant, because that's what you want at an air show. You want a surprise, you want intrigue, you want headlines, and that's what we got.
And Rich, think, you know, speaking of surprises, we now know that Jennifer Aniston has morphed into Jeremy Clarkson in order to launch the 777 first class cabin.
This is weird, NLT. And so we had two announcements today. One was the one that Emirates were going to buy these 40 787 Dreamliners, the $15 billion deal. That's a big kind of business deal. Before that, we had the unveiling of the Emirates first class. We knew that was going to happen, that they were going to unveil the new first class in their Boeing 777 aircraft. But what we didn't know was that Jeremy Clarkson was going to be the face and the voice of Emirates. Jennifer Aniston has been the voice before. She's beautiful, she's glamorous, and she's American, and she's lovely. Jeremy Clarkson is kind of like a second-rate Tim Elliott, but he's the new sound and voice and face of Emirates. They're not releasing the video, okay, the proper formal video, till 10 a.m. UAE time tomorrow of Jeremy Clarkson promoting the new Emirates first class. But I recorded it on my phone. Have a quick listen to this.
There's a high-definition touchscreen display that's bigger than my TV at home. There's a minibar. And leather seating that's so sumptuous it'll make you think, ooh, hang on, this is the way to travel. Oh, and here's the best bit, it has a top speed of 700 miles an hour!
Do you know, it's a really interesting choice, this, because it's kind of incongruous. But then, you know, whatever you think of Jeremy Clarkson, and he defines opinion, he is a global brand, Rich.
Top Gear, the TV program he presented, was, until it stopped a year and a half ago, the most watched factual program in the world, full stop, bar none. And he's a controversial figure, but I love the fact that they've gone with controversial, because it's so easy for a big international brand like an Emirates or an HSBC or a Nike to go with the safe option. And they've gone with someone who's a little bit edgy. And he's not everyone's cup of tea, but he's funny and he's edgy and he's got a bit of personality. And I think it's a brilliant choice.
I guess there is a connection with the cars because of the Mercedes element, but also separate from the 777 first class cabin. The UK Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, Liam Fox, spoke to you about Brexit and why it might be good for people in the UK and good for people here in the UAE.
This is the weird thing about the air show, NLT. You go from the supply to ridiculous. You've got Emirates launching an aircraft with Jeremy Clarkson, and then you go and talk to Gaytar Gates, the CEO of Flybuy, and then you have Dr. Liam Fox, who's the Secretary of State for Trade and Industry in the UK, and he was talking to us about partly why he's here in the UAE for trade and British businesses doing business here. But I spoke to him about Brexit and why the UK did Brexit. Have a listen to this, because this is Dr. Liam Fox, who voted for Brexit for the UK, and he's got a strident piece in the Financial Times this weekend saying the UK is pro-trade, we're doing loads and loads of trade deals. But then why is he pulling out of the world's biggest trade bloc? I said, that sounds kind of counterintuitive, but he had a really, really good answer, and this was his answer.
Because we joined a trade bloc, but we're leaving a political bloc. Many of us didn't mind having a trade grouping, a common market as it were, but we simply could not tolerate the application of a transnational identity onto the United Kingdom. As a UK citizen, I want to make my own laws. I don't want to be told by anyone else the laws I ought to live under. And for me, leaving was largely a constitutional issue.
Just one of the luminaries you've managed to catch up with today, Dr. Liam Fox, the UK Secretary of State for Trade and Industry. You've also been up, quite literally, up close and personal with the Flight Dubai boss, Rich.
Yeah, this is Gaythar Gaith. He's the CEO of Fly Dubai, and I sat down with him in the economy class in one of their new airplanes, the 737. And you just have the most fascinating conversations there. And the thing he was talking about was the social perceptions of travelling on a low-cost airline like Fly Dubai. Because here's the thing, Tim. Their new 737 MAX aircraft, and I went through it today, the business class has got flat bled. It's beautiful. It's a fabulous business class. But in some ways, if you're an executive with XYZ, big international company, you want the prestige of flying with Emirates or Etihad or British Airways or Cathay or whoever it is. You want to be with a full-service airline. So this is one of the things they've got to overcome. But he says, actually, for our generation, Tim, the old crusty 40, 50-year-olds, yes, we're hung up on the prestige of the old legacy carriers. But for youngsters, actually, they're over it. They don't care.
I think there is truth in that for sure, and it's in every society, you know. Maybe in society like ours, maybe it is more that people look at the prestige. But I think like everything else, things always, I believe, starts in America, comes to Europe, and then it comes to us. So I think, you know, you can see the younger generation now, which the United Arab Emirates is, they really want to get on with their job or with their trip and go on the best location, the best time of the flight. And so, yes, there is these people who looks at the prestige type, but there are less of them.
That's Gaythar Gaith talking to Richard Dean at the air show today. Do you know what? I've been on business class once in my life. I'm yet to join this crusty 40, 50-year-old legacy airline generation that you speak of, Rich. Do you know where I went on business class as well, because there was no economy seats?
Where?
Oh, I bet it was like Moscow or somewhere. Tell me.
It was Riyadh. So, you know, it's an hour and what, 10 minutes? Wasn't the greatest spend of money. But there you are. I got to say, I'm with you on the Fly Dubai thing there. I don't care who I fly with as long as I get there. And it's reasonably comfortable, you know?
I also think, Richard, as well, there's this thing now they've teamed up with Emirates. People who maybe haven't tried it get to go and see it and then go, do you know what? This isn't what I was expecting, and maybe we'll then see them as an option.
Quite possibly. Rich, good day at the air show, though, all round?
Mate, it's fabulous. I've been watching the planes flying by. And the hospitality is good also. It's all top notch.
It is, isn't it? Are the Red Arrows there this year? Any formation flying?
Not the Red Arrows, mate. It's the UAE Air Force. These boys are really, really smoking hot good.
And you got the aviator shades out? Are you standing next to them trying to blend in? Because that's what I did, unsuccessfully.
Yeah, you were Maverick. That's my call sign. Signing off. This is Maverick, Dubai Air Show. Dubai Eye. Good night.
Richard Dean, thank you very much. Rich, down at the air show. More on the business breakfast tomorrow morning. I am, I suppose, the Iceman to his Maverick. I'm not quite sure what that even means, to
you
be honest.
Do.
But there you are. Top Gun. Top Gun 2 is done, isn't it? It's being filmed.
Yes.
I believe so.
I'll be forced to watch that, I'm sure.
I think you might do.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.